But you should know, the Leikaitzu, if they're not going to cut off their trees on bottom and below, on top or below, my Yikuts, why should I cut off my trees? Like, how are you going to be able to walk down? If not, you can't go this way. And that was Monashuch. The people on top of the river are not going to cut down the trees. So if you can make it through the trees, make it through. Don't bother me. If you can't make it through, what's it going to help you? If I cut down mine, you won't make it through them. Vaita. Rabba bar Rav Nachman, heavy kozo biarvi, was going to...
He was traveling in a ship. Kozo hu abba, he saw this forest. Tikoi yagududin hara, on the bank of the river, he saw a lot of trees there, he saw a forest there. So Amalu, he said to the people there, Deman, who does this forest belong to? Like the trees are not supposed to be there. Omrule, so they said to him, the Rabba bar Rav Huna, belongs to Rabba bar Rav Huna. Oma, so Rabba Rav Nachman said, he said over this posik in Ezra, the Yad Hasorim, the Hasgonim, Hoys of the Mal Hazer Rishena. These are the Yad Hasorim, even the people of the princesses, they're also in this Aveira. As if to say, Rabba bar Rav Huna also is doing something wrong. So if so, Amalahu Kaitsu. So Rabba bar Rav Nachman told the people there, cut down these trees. So Kaitsu, that's what happened, they cut it down. Also Rabba bar Rav Huna, Ashkeche the Kaitz. So now Rabba bar Rav Huna came to his own field, to his own forest, and he saw, he noticed that the trees were cut down. Almost he said, Man kitzayu, tikoitz anfehu. Whoever cut down this tree, his own branches, like his own kids, should also be killed, should be cut out. In other words, like we had the mice before, Rabbi Rav Huna held that he was not mechuyev to cut down his trees, because since the field on top and below belonged to a goyim, and they would not cut it down, so there's no purpose in cutting down his trees. So Amri was said over that since he said just a curse like this, that Kulish Shani the Rabba Rav Huna, all the years of Rabba Rav Huna, he should know Lo Yikayim Le Zarei Le Rabba Bar Rav Nachman. The Rabba Rav Nachman Taka did not have any children. Or it's his curse that he said was Mekuyim. Omer Rav Yudav Yudis said, HaKoyo Le Yigle Gafa, everybody has to chip in to like pay for the walls around the city. To protect the city for the walls, everybody has to chip in. Even if it means taking money from Yisoyimim. But the Rabbonin, they do not have to chip in. My time, what's the reason? My time, Rabbonin loy tzrichin etirusoy. The Rabbonin, they do not need this fence to watch them. So Rashi says, rather, terosoy misham rosoy. Rather, the Torah they learn, that's what watches them. So therefore, they do not have to chip in to build a fence around the city. But lekriya the pasio, viafilu merabonin. But if they're collecting money, like to dig ditches for water to drink the water, then viafilu merabonin, you have to collect money even from the rabbonin because they also need water to drink from. But veloya morinazon, he said elo deloy nofak viachluza, where the people themselves do not go out to dig the wells, but they're just collecting money and they'll have diggers. Then the rabbonin have to chip in. Avolichluza loy. But if the pshat there, they're asking everybody to come now to help dig the ditches, then the Rabbanan do not have to go down. Like the Rabbanan lav b'nei mefek v'yechluzaninu, that's not like the prestige is not covered for the Rabbanan, they should have to go out to dig the ditches. Therefore, if that's the pshat, everybody's going out to help dig, the Rabbanan apota, they do not have to go out to dig. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Lekarya dinahora. If the pshat is the river is, let's say, stuck a little bit, and you have to clean it out now, so tisoyi misayi loyi. The people on the bottom have to go help the people on the top. If it's stuck on top, like, and you have to clean it out on top, so by cleaning out on top, you're helping even for the bottom people also. So therefore, the bottom people have to help the top people. But iloyi loy misayi tisoyi. But the people living on the top, they do not have to help if the problem is on the bottom, because they have nothing to gain from it. Adarabah, if it's clogged on bottom, there'll be more water for the top people, so they do not have to help the bottom people to clean the flow of the water. V'chilufa b'maya demitra. But by rainwater, there the svar is just the opposite. In other words, if there's too much water, like in the city, it's ruining the fields, so they have like a stream, the water flows out. So there, the top people want for care, the water to go flow out. So therefore, the top people have to help the bottom people to make sure the water has a flow. It should be able to flow out of the city, not to ruin the streets of the city. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Kupches, Omer Aleph.
and 10 lines down. Tanya Nami Hochi. We learn like this also, that there's a difference in helping to helping the water flow between the top people and the bottom people. So Tanya Nami Hochi, we learn like this also. Chomesh Ginois, you have five different gardens. Hamistavkois Mayim Mi Mayin Echad. They all receive their water from one Mayin, from one well.
Here's again. So Chomesh Ginois Hamistavkois Mayim Mi Mayin Echad. V'niskalkol Hamayim. And now this well was miskalkol. Something happened to it. It got clogged up. So Kula Misaknois Im Hel Yoino. All the men have to help the top one clean it out. Nimsi, it comes out like this. Hatachtoino Misaknois Im Kulam. The bottom one, he has to help it out for everybody. Because the bottom one, he's the one that needs this flow of water. So therefore, the bottom one has to help out. Even if nobody else is there, he's the only one that needs it. He also has to help himself out. When it comes connected his fields. Yeah. This chain, and the same thing applies also. The bottom one, misaknes him kulan, or misakenes liatsim, he also has to fix it only for himself. And the same thing, v'chein, chomish chatzerus, five different courtyards, shoye makalchois mayim lebiv. All of them used to let out their dirty water into a biv, into like a pool. Echo, to one big pool. V'niskalkal habiv, and that pool, if it's overflowed or something happened to it. So, kula misaknes. You all have to help now, that pool should be available, that the dirty water should flow there. So therefore, all of them have to help out in matachtoino. Nimtzeh, it comes out. The top one, he's the main flow, because his water is running down. He has to help out everybody else. Even if it only means him to help out, he also has to help out. So that last gemara we had before also, depending upon where you are, if you need this flow of water, you have to help out. Omar Shmuel says like this: Hayman di achzik beraksa din hora. If somebody goes and takes the field, he's machzik, like listed hefker. He goes and takes and acquires the field by the bank of the river, where the ship, where everybody comes to dock there. So chatzif heavy. It's a chutzpah to do something like that. It's not nice to do it. And the case Rashi says is where the government used to say, like they were mafka those fields. Rashi says b'shnei apasoyim, the person's time. Hoyekake mufkar lechol akoidim lachzik boy or lefroya lemelech atasko. Whoever used to pay the taxes to the king will let him take that property. So it was like hefka. So somebody went and was zeicher in this property right by the banks of the river. You should know it's a chutzpah because the rabbim need it. So locher is salukem lemisakin alei. We can't throw you out. Lemaisa, if you're there, we can't throw you out. Saluk lemisakin alei. Because according to the king, you have a right to keep it. But Vidna today, the Kokasvi Pasoi, even the government, the Persian government's right, that Kni Lecho Ad Mole Tzavori Susio Mayom, that to tell people know whoever goes and lives on the banks, they have a right to own the property there until the water like comes up until the neck of the horses. So Saluk and Nami Misakin Lei. So it comes out now the people that owned it first, they could really have violence here. They could really own it. Therefore, if somebody comes later and wants to be machzik, takes it away, the original owner has the right to throw him away. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Hayman the achzik, Beine Achai, or Beine Shutfi. If somebody goes in as a machzik property between two brothers, like one brother owns this field, the other brother owns the other field, and there's a middle field in between, or else between two shutfim, you go ahead and you're machzik in this field. So Rashi says, like it means, Sodeh Medes Likach, Betaska V'Sodeh Shneiachim Smuchim Lo Mikan Lakan, that there's a field for sale, and there's one brother living on one side of the field, and another brother living on the other side. If you go and buy it, Yishino Chatzifa Hevi. It's a chutz for what you did. But Saluk Lame Sakinilei, but we can't throw you off. If you bought this field, you bought it. But really, it was not nice. Like, since there were two brothers there, you should have let them buy it. Or if two shutfim on two sides, you should have let the two shutfim buy it. Rav Nachman says no. Rav Nachman Omar Nami Misakinan. We have a right to throw him off. We have a right to say that you bought the field doesn't help. But if just for the din of the bar mitzvah, for that alone we would not throw him off. Rashi says im einam loyachim loyshutfim elam mikoyach matzronis boyim. Let's say the two people on the opposite field were not brothers or were not shutfim. It was just a din of the bar mitzvah. That's a loch of neighbors. There's such a halacha, if you own a property, and the next property right next to you goes for sale, since you're a neighbor, you have a right to buy it first. And if somebody else takes it, buys it, he's not doing the right thing. Like he's ruining it for you. Because you're a neighbor, it's easy if you don't, two fields one next to another. So Rav Nachman said, as that din halacha, even though you're not doing the right thing, but I cannot take you off the field. Here it's worse. Here, since on both sides of this field there were shutfim, or there were brothers, here it's a big halacha, here it's not nice, here we have a right to take you away. But just for the halacha of neighbors, we cannot take you away. However, in the Hadoi Yamin, in the Hadoi they said, Afilu mishum dina dva mitra mislakinu lei. No, even just for the fact that a neighbor is there, and the neighbor wanted to buy this field, and if you went and bought the field before the neighbor bought it, the neighbor has a right to throw you off it, like you have to sell it to him. Why? Mishum because of the pasuk shenemar v'yosisa ha-yosha v'hatoiv v'yeni Hashem. He's supposed to do the yosha and the toiv v'yeni Hashem. So Rashi says like, Dovo shiyato nechtar kokach. Something that you're not going to lose out. Shetim tzaka kurso mokamachar. Listen, you bought this field now, but the neighbor of the field wants to buy it. If you sell it to him and you buy a field someplace else, you're not going to lose out so much. So when you're not going to lose out so much as an Indian to do nice to your neighbor. Of this pasuk of Yosisa HaYoshor V'yatoy V'yeni Hashem. So Machmas this din, Nadoi held, we have a right to throw the person out and he should sell it to the neighbor. Also Imlechve, what's going to be if this person that wants to buy this field went and asked the neighbor, do you want to buy it? Omalei Ezel Izvin. So like you went and told him, listen, go and buy it. For Yomalei, or you told the neighbor, listen, I want to go and buy it. For Yomalei. And the neighbor answered back, Zil Zavin, I don't care, I'll give you permission, like you have a right to. You have a right to buy it. Rashi says, also in Luchebei. Sode Hayoitza Limkur, a field up for sale. Obo Achar Venotor Rishus Veni Mitzrehel. And the third party comes now that has permission from the neighbors, and he wants to buy it, and they say, go ahead and buy it. So now, Sarach Lemikni Minei Oiloi. So they have to make a kinyan or not. In other words, when the neighbors give up their rights and the neighbors say to this person, you could buy it, so they have to make a kinyan, as if to say they really mean it. Like, make a kinyan so to take out the handkerchief or not. Ravina says, no, you don't have to. If they told you you could buy it, that's enough, you have a right to buy it. Nadoi says, no, you have to make a kinyan now. When the owner gives you, when the neighbors give you a right, it's not enough just that they give you a right. You have to go and make a kinyan from them. The Ilka Soyishno, the Lacher is that Sarach Lemikni Minei, that yes, even after the neighbors give you a right to buy it, still you should make a kinyan with them. So then they can't say they were just joking around, they really meant it, and therefore you have a right to buy the field. Mor says, but Hashtu the Yamr, now that you say, Sarach Lemikni Minei, you say when the neighbors give you permission to buy the neighboring field, you have to have a kinyan from them, Eloi Konya Minei. What's going to be if you do not make the kinyan from them? Now, Aike Vizul, what's going to be if the property goes up or the property goes down? Rishusay. It's in your Rishus that the property went up or the property went down. In other words, since you did not write down this kinyan or make a kinyan on it, so really the rights are still to the neighbors. So therefore, if the price goes up or price goes down, it's the neighbors' gain still. What does that mean to say like this? Zovim b'meya, if you bought it at $100, the Shovim Masayna really was worth $200. So you got a good deal on it. So Chazina, let's see. If to anybody else this person would have sold it for $100, then Yoyev Le'Meyam V'Shokolei, that the neighbor then just has to pay you $100 and he has a right to take it from you. V'Loi, but let's say you got a good deal because the guy knows you. To you he sold it for $100, but to somebody else he would have charged $200. If so, Yoyev Le'Masayin, then if the neighbors want to buy it off you, the neighbors will have to pay you $200. Because really that field is worth $200. Just to you, it did you a special favor. Therefore, the third party now, that he has to give it up back to the neighbors have to pay him the other $200. For chocolate, he takes it. What about Zobim B'Masayim? Let's say this third party bought this field that went up for sale for $200. For Shavi Meir, and really all it was worth is just $100. So, Zobim B'Nei was ought to say, that Motzi Yomalei, the neighbors have a right to say to this person, Litzkuni Shidrasicha, Lilavasi, that you bought it like, we only wanted you to do our good and not our bad. In other words, who asked you to buy it for 200? We could have got it for 100. So now that you bought it for 200, I'm not going to pay you no 200. I'll only give you 100.
You should know that
this is what Rav Nachman said in Hadoi. They say over in the name of Rav Nachman that the locher is ein oinola kakois, that there's no jipping by property. Even though the property was only worth 100 and you ought to pay 200, it's called now worth 200. Like ein oinola kakois. Why metaltlam had a locher? If somebody charges you more than a sixth, so we say it's bitla mekach. You have a right to give it back. But by karkano, karka is so expensive, people want it, no matter what